I think it's cornbread that's cooked on top of the stove. I think that's what mom called it, or grandmother one.
And what size is it?
It's around like a large pancake.
Okay. Could be as big, say, as the bottom of a skillet?
Yeah.
How thick would it be?
Yeah.
About an inch?
Yeah. No, yeah. I guess it's a little more than an inch.
Okay. And that's a hook cake.
That's what I thought it was.
Okay. What about these things that are round, people like to eat with fish?
I don't know.
Made out of cornmeal, might have some onions in them.
I don't think.
Hush puppies.
They are this kind of round.
Okay.
Like that?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hush puppies.
Okay, fine. All right. Have you ever heard of anything called spoon bread?
No.
Okay. All right. Some people say there's basically just two kinds of bread. There's the kind you make at home, you call that homemade bread, and then there's the kind you bake it to buy at the store, you call that...
loaf?
Okay. You ever heard the expression bakery bread or bought bread or store-bought bread? None of those.
I've heard white bread.
White bread.
Yeah.
What about light bread?
Oh yeah, light bread.
Light
yeah.
bread. All right. These things that you might have for breakfast, sometimes people order a short stack of...
shortcakes? Pancakes?
Is that the same thing?
I think.
Shortcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other word for pancakes?
Hotcakes.
Okay. All right. You might go to the store to buy 2 quarts of flour.
2 pounds?
Mm-hmm. And something that you would put in bread to make it rise if you're making homemade bread.
Baking powder.
Or.
Soda.
Or.
Yeast.
Okay. What would you say the 2 parts of an egg are?
The yolk and the white.
Okay. What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
All right. What are some different ways of cooking eggs?
Scramble, omelet, fried, easy over.
What if you drop them in the water?
Oh dear. Coached.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, shell and all?
Boiled.
Okay. What would you call meat that you would cook along with greens to add taste?
Ham, bacon, ham hocks.
Would you have anything that was mostly fat?
Salted.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to buy a good bit of bacon without having it sliced, you'd say you bought a whole wad of bacon.
Slab.
Right. And that tough part of the bacon, right on the edge that you...
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call a man who deals in meat?
Butcher.
Right. Say if you've kept meat for too long, you'd say it's done what?
Spoiled.
What about butter that's that way? The butter is
molded.
Doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
It would suggest bad taste.
Mmm. Rancy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard people use the word funky in that context?
I've used it to refer to odor, I think, of women.
Like, give me an example.
She smells that way, I've heard
it. She smells what?
Funky.
Okay. Does that word mean anything else at all to you?
Oh, it's a dance, isn't it? I think it's a dance name, that.
What do you call the meat that you make from a hog's head?
Hog head cheese?
Okay.
I'm assuming that's where it's come from.
Okay, anything besides that? Heard sounds?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here making anything by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Like liver sausage or liver
Mm-mm.
pudding?
Mm-mm.
Anything made out of hog's blood?
Mm-mm.
Blood pudding or black pudding? Not too appetizing.
Didn't sound though.
You heard of anything called scrapple? Okay. What about thick sour milk that you might keep on hand or actually drink?
Buttermilk?
Or?